This recording, Bulgaria 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a bleached jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an efficient treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in 1976 in Sofia, in Bulgaria. I lived in a beautiful old house in a district called Lozenets. The house was built by my grandfather, and it was in the outskirts of the town at the time, but now it's not. Now there is a lot of activity around there. The house has a huge terrace that I love, and there is a cherry tree that goes right over the terrace. So in May, it's the best time of the year. You can pick cherries right from there. I grew up with my mother and her parents and my brother. And there is a lovely forest close by, so we often go there for walks. When I was little, I was training in rhythmic gymnastics, and that was the national sport in Bulgaria, so every little girl's dream was to compete as a rhythmic gymnastic. At some point I was pursuing the sport, so at some point I was in the national team and was training very seriously. Even didn't go in school for a year or so. And my mother is a physicist, and my brother is in mathematics, so he's kind of this mathematical genius. He now teaches in Cornell. So I went to a physics school, and I really enjoyed that. It was kind of very nerdy and for people like me there. Enjoy solving problems together. And then I went to the university to study physics, but I was in dance too, so I kept dancing on the side.